Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brian Geisinger joins us, our Mr. Basketball. Transfer portal stuff has been interesting. Duke's obviously been very busy, and we'll get to that. But I want to start with, I want to start with North Carolina. Because Jalen Withers is still there. Seth Trimble came back out of it. RJ Davis is likely going to return to North Carolina for another year. The question for me about Seth Trimble is, based on who's coming back or who's coming in with the two recruits who are both dynamite, you know, shooting guard wings, Seth Trimble might not play as much this year as he did last year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, he was around 17 minutes per game. I think before that, like by the end of the regular season, they may have dipped a little bit after the postseason. But hey, like UNC would be a really fun place to play basketball and get to play with some familiar guys and a good coach and, you know, live in a cool city. Like it's a lot of reasons why you would want to stick around, especially if, you know, the money looks right. And who knows, you know, what the staff sort of the role that they've pitched him on next season. I will say this, he's an excellent player with like a defined, you know, skill set already. He's a good athlete, a good defender. He can cut, he can finish, you know, you can use him on the break. And he's not like towards the end of the season, you saw how Alabama guarded he and Elliott Cadeau in the NCAA tournament, but like Trimble's shown, I think, some signs of being like an okay, you know, spot 3-point shooter. But if he could make a leap there and become a guy that's, you know, has like a, you know, a quicker trigger, is a little more fluid with the jumper, like he already does a lot of other stuff really, really well. And he'd be a guy that you could play with a bunch of other players, but he's just going to have to, you know, show a little bit more growth with the jump shot.
Yeah, I love him. It also could be a cautionary tale to a lot of people, that a lot of players, you go into the portal, there's no guarantee that there's a door opens up for you. That you really want to take. I mean, I'm sure he could have gone to, well, let's just say any school in the MAC, right? And been a major 30-minute a game guy. But it's not the same. So good for him. I'm glad he's coming back. All right. Before we get to Duke, because I haven't talked a ton about NC State. They have lived in the transfer portal the last several years with Kevin Keats. How would you kind of assess what they've done and, you know, how close they are maybe to doing more this time?
I really like what they've done so far. Like, if you watch, you know, obviously Louisville was bad this season.
Right.
But if you watch them the last 2 years, you know they had a handful of good players that came through there. And Brendan Hundley Hatfield and Mike James were two of those guys. And for State to, you know, get a guy like Hundley Hatfield, who's not certainly not like a post-up guy the way that like DJ Burns was, but can give you some screen roll, can post up some, can get on the offensive glass. I don't love the sort of the pick and roll defense, but he's a hard guy to evaluate just given how bad Louisville's defense was
right. The
last couple of years. So I'd be curious to see what he would look like with, you know, Mo Diarra or Dennis Parker Jr., some of these other guys, you know, around him at the back line. And James is like, look, you don't say no to 6'5", 6'6", wings that can create their own shot and draw fouls and get to the rim. And then you had a guy like Dontre Styles from Georgetown, another like big power wing who was stuck on a crappy team at Georgetown this year. But like Dontre Styles was good this year. And like he plays way different, or he played way differently at Georgetown than he did at UNC. He scaled up way more in terms of usage and playing time. But he's the guy that I could see same for James. I could see both those guys playing the three or the four for State, when especially if State, goes to some of its, four round one type sets. Those guys can space. They can pick and pop. But they can also catch and go. They can run pick and roll. They can drive. They can flash. Styles even had like a little bit of a step back game. Last night, I watched film of one of their games against UConn this year, where the Huskies, blew the doors off of them. But like,
right.
He played really well, and the whole game he was being defended by Steph Castle and Alex Caravan, who are two excellent players. And Castle's going to be a top five, top ten pick, and is one of the best defenders. Wing defenders in the draft this year. So I love what they've done so far. And plus they're bringing in Paul McNeil Jr. Like, State's going to have a little bit more size, I think, in the guard room on the, on the wing next season. And they've got multiple guys that are like 6'4" to 6'6", and including guys like James and Styles that have some size and some muscle on them and can give them some downhill drives. And so I really like what Kevin Keats has done, and I wouldn't be surprised, man, if the postseason run definitely like turned a few heads. I know they were kind of maybe in on Styles last year too before he picked Georgetown, but still it's a good showing for State so far.
It's sort of like when Brett Favre had to spend the year with the Jets first before going to the Vikings from the Packers. It's hard to go directly from North Carolina to NC State without ultimately causing some sort of a land war. Brian Geisinger, our Mr. Basketball, 24/7 Sports BuzzBeat podcast. Let me ask you to throw your J.J. Redick as a coaching candidate hat on here, sir. Sure. When you heard that, you thought what?
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Not too surprised, because he got floated. His name got floated for some jobs, some interviews last year, like last sort of like coaching cycle as well. And the Hornets are obviously casting a pretty wide net with this search. They've looked at a lot of different names, and not just sort of like even going the traditional, up and coming assistant coach in the NBA, or right. A veteran NBA coach that's looking for a new opportunity, like that's looking for the next opportunity. Like they've interviewed different candidates from different leagues, and even a guy like Redick, who's not even a coach, like
right.
Or he coaches his son's youth basketball team or whatever. I do think there's like definitely some part about it where like the teams that float Redick like get to say like, oh, this, the hot name in media, we're looking at him, and so maybe there's some like kind of like fan service that creates a little bit of buzz. I don't actually know. Obviously, a lot would depend on if he was the guy. A lot would depend on like what his staff would look like. I enjoy listening to his podcast.
I do.
He definitely knows a lot about basketball. He's played for some incredible coaches. But it would be an interesting thought. I would be a little. He's got such a good media gig right now. I guess he could always come back to it. But
right.
Like, it does seem like a. It would be he's basically ESPN's, ABC's, number two, analyst for NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And actually he has this, burgeoning, podcast and video network too with the Old Man and the Three. So that's like a tough thing to live, especially if you've got like a family and young kids. But
right.
There's only certain NBA head coaching gigs. So like if you get the chance, maybe you got to take it. I'm open to it for the Hornets, but it would be, I would really want to see like how he would fill out a staff if he was tabbed as the guy.
My take on it is that it would depend on the team, right? If you have a team as young as the Hornets are, I don't know if that's the right guy for a young team. I mean, I really don't. But I mean, you could also make the argument that it's not good for a team that has designs on not only making the playoffs, but making a run in the playoffs, somebody without coaching experience. I'm not sure there's, you can make cases either way, but as you said, he's obviously a really smart basketball mind. I'm absolutely hooked on the this thing he's doing with LeBron.
Mind the game.
It's just, yeah. I think it's outstanding.
It's cool.
I'm actually listening to it more for JJ than I am for LeBron, and I like LeBron.
Yeah, both those guys are, kind of basketball geniuses. So it is a fun listen. I would just say quickly, would advise, and I would think Charlotte's, new front office and new ownership group, I would strongly advise them to probably not make the 2025 playoffs. they owe a lottery-protected first-round pick to the Spurs in 2025. And so if that doesn't convey, it then conveys us to second-round picks. And I would sort of rather have my hat in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes than lose the first-round pick. So I'm sort of hoping they're taking a slightly longer view.
Good. Then hire JJ.
Yeah, go for it.
Hire JJ Redick. All right. Brian Geisinger, before we let you go, who's the biggest challenger to the Celtics in the East?
Oh, man. You could go back. If Giannis is healthy, I think I would say the Bucks. But and I assume at some point, he's gonna end up coming back in that series. I think right now, I guess you have to say New York, though. Like, until I see Giannis back on the court with the Bucks, I'll say New York, even without Julius Randle, just the physicality, Brunson's playmaking, like Ananobi, his defense, what you could use him to guard, Tatum or Brown. I would definitely pick Boston to win that series, especially without Randle available for New York. But I think for right now, I think you probably have to say them. If Giannis comes back and looks like himself, though, for the Bucks, I would flip that pick, though.
All right, and in the West, even though the Thunder are the number one seed, and everybody thinks the Nuggets are the favorite, and they probably are, who's the biggest threat to them?
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I think at this point, it's tough to say. Like, I think Oklahoma City, you can make a case for them. You probably need to, you don't want to get caught up too much in the last two games, but just Minnesota, the Timberwolves are a team that has given Jokic issues at times. It's not like you can stop him, but they've got a lot of, tall, big centers to throw at him, and they can use Gobert to roam and try to have him at the rim on the lobs for Aaron Gordon, Jalen McDaniels, Anthony Edwards. These are like incredible, guard wing defenders. So I think right now I would say Minnesota, but like the Thunder were like the clear cut second best, in my opinion, maybe not clear cut, but they profiled as probably like the second best team in the West for a bunch of the season. But for now I'll say Minnesota with Anthony Edwards playing this way, the size and length that they have on the wing and in the front court room. And right now they're absolutely bulldozing the Suns, who look like they're kind of going out without much noise here in the playoffs.
Incredible. All the stars, right? Trading for all those stars. it couldn't happen to a nicer owner. Matt Ishbia, whatever his name is. He hasn't stolen a ball yet and held it away from any players on the Timberwolves, has he?
Not to my knowledge. Yeah. I think that was, hopefully that was a one-off for him. He probably doesn't want to risk injury again.
Right.
So,
well, he did take a hard foul.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was brutal. Brutal.
Gosh, what a terrible scene that was. Brian Geisinger, our Mr. Basketball, at @BGeis_Bird. Hey, thank you very much, man. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you guys have a good weekend.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.